Paul Levy here again, and a quick little look at posters at the Brighton Fringe. Doing that comparison I was doing on some of the other talks with the Edinburgh Fringe, it's poster mania up there. Posters go everywhere, legally and illegally, and there is a real clamour for who's got the biggest poster, who's got the most posters. And some of the official places and lampposts where posters are put up start to bulge with the sheer weight of paper. That doesn't happen at Brighton Fringe, and Brighton Fringe being a very kind of media place anyway, there's a danger of information overload in a different way, which is online postering that goes on via Twitter and goes on via Facebook pages and so on. And what I'd suggest before you come to Brighton is to really have a good, vibrant social media presence where your posters can be clicked upon, where people actually want to read them. And so have those ready for the Facebook groups and the Twitter hashtags, where very quickly someone can see the image, a bit like a good flyer, the image and the text, any quotes from the media from previous performances of your shows. So think about online poster and a very connected city, and then think about the offline posters. In Brighton, the Brighton Fringe itself has a place for posters in its own box office and also along New Road, which is Brighton's Royal Mile. And you have to organise in advance to have those posters put up. They're put up very kind of clearly and well structured, and you can't just slap posters over those without getting into big trouble. So posters can go also in some shops and in some cafes, and if you ask nicely, they will put those up, and those that get there first and those that make the nicest pitch to cafes and shops will get posters put in windows, which will get looked at. So if you're not in Brighton, it is still worth that day trip down to enjoy the city and to chance your arm with places that are prepared to put posters in windows. Places, if you haven't heard of those, particularly are the North Lanes in Brighton, which run from the beginning of North Street, a place called Bond Street, right down to Gardiner Street and Sydney Street. And there's quite a lot of friendly people that will put posters up there if you ask. It's not guaranteed. Other places to put posters as well then vary. I mean, there are lots of other shops in town too. Venues, some of the big hub venues will also organise your posters for you and may ask for them in advance, like the Spiegel Tent and like the Warren, which has very Edinburgh-looking posters on all of its walls outside. So just make sure you're in tune with that, that you read their websites and their emails and you do follow their guidelines. Some of them have their own kind of corporate branding at the bottom of your shows that you have to follow. You might be used to that in some venues in Edinburgh too. So make sure you've got your act together. And I suggest now that you start to adapt your posters for Brighton. What I don't recommend you do, and I'm not being, you know, boring here and kind of hierarchical, but it doesn't make sense to be putting posters up illegally in Brighton. They tend to irritate people there. You can get into more trouble than it's worth. And so I don't know how much benefit there really is to put posters up where you're not really supposed to be putting them, simply because I think there can be some irritation in people that are proud of their city and know that those posters are going to have to be ripped down by somebody and end up on their council tax. That's for you to decide, I guess, whether you're going to stay on the right side of the law, but I don't recommend it because I think the fringe comes alive around certain places that I've mentioned, and it's a good thing to do to embrace that. Certainly you can stretch your flyering without breaking the law beyond those streets, particularly if you follow the latest rules. Now, this might sound obvious, but I think Brighton is quite an artistic city. You know, there's a lot of art galleries, there's a lot of creativity that goes on. So I don't think you should have boring posters. I think you should go and try and be creative and let your poster speak for how innovative and different and groundbreaking your show is. And even if your show is just a straight play or, you know, the stand-up comedy show you do everywhere else, it might be worth thinking about just what angle on Brighton you might do. What little change. It can sometimes even be in the design of it in terms of its colour or its shape. But people, I think, do reward innovation, not for its own sake, but innovation that impresses and ties itself creatively to the narrative, to the show that you're doing. So think a little bit about, if you put posters, what is the image that grabs people? What are the words that people read? And obviously keep the posters fairly simple so that people can tune into that text, that meaning very quickly, and that, if it sparks curiosity, will lead them to walk towards the poster to read more. It can be good to flyer near your posters. So if you've got posters up and you stand in front of one of them and that's matched by the images on your flyers that kind of is consistent with that design, that's two ways of grabbing attention as well. So in terms of posters at the Brighton Fringe, make sure in summary that you make enough of them. If you can, give them a little bit of an innovative, creative edge that might be different from other places that you play, that just plays to the quirkiness of Brighton being a creative city, or at least it sees itself as one. Make sure that you follow the rules of the venues that you're playing at, and also make sure that you get in there early and start thinking even now. And I'm recording this in February, so if you're listening to this in March and April, I'm not saying it's too late, but as quickly as you can, get your poster material in the right format so it's not bounced back. Read the websites, read the stuff that's emailed to you from your venues, and make sure that you follow as much as you can what they're about, because they're going to become busy and you're going to go to the bottom of the list if they're having to, you know, see you as high maintenance. Make the posters a creative opportunity. They should be a celebration of your show, quickly read, quickly identified, that draw people in an authentic way to look at them and then find out when and where your show's on and buy a ticket for it.